Now, I was with Ricky in Anna Marie, Florida, a couple weeks ago, and we actually were not planning to have a live guest today because we figured it's Christmas Eve morning, and I know who we would have loved to have had as a live guest, and we didn't want to impose on her, but she called us, so our wish became true. And I'm so glad she called. It's become a tradition here at the Saturday Light Brigade, the Saturday before Christmas, for you to hear one of this region's finest voices. And I think you'll really enjoy hearing her if you haven't before. If not, you're in for a real surprise treat this morning. We'll talk about her album, The Gift, and you'll get to meet her two sidemen today as well. Here now, Rosa Colucci. Rosa Colucci at the Saturday Light Brigade, and you're in fine voice this morning. It's
Thanks,
good to
Larry.
Hear from you as always. What's new? We didn't have much of a chance to talk while you were setting up.
No, oh my goodness gracious, what is new? Geez, it's just been a weird Christmas season. No snow yet. Kind of strange. Feels like Florida.
It's interesting. As I left the house this morning, I was remembering something I did on Christmas Day last year. I think Christmas Day was on a Saturday
last year.
And I remember leaving here and being amazed that a beer distributor was open on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Because I had wanted to get a case of beer as a gift for somebody. I'm coming back to your observation.
Yeah.
So I stopped and I got that case of beer and left it on my neighbor Emil's doorstep, because Emil, it was a little surprise thank you, because he had used his snowblower to clear our walk I don't know how many times, because Emil doesn't mind scope creep, especially because he likes using his snowblower, so he'll go outside the lines and do our walk. And he had really gone above and beyond the call of duty last winter, and I was thinking, gosh, by Christmas time last year, there had been a significant amount of snow.
Right, right.
And this year, it's all been rain, and a lot of it.
It has. It really has.
It's just been crazy. Well, you've got Jay here with you. No
Jay's
stranger.
Been busy this year. Jay had a new CD come out.
And it's nice to have you here, Jay,
Thanks.
As always. And Steve is here. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And have you been busy?
Yes, very busy at work.
Very good. And the gift is still available, and it's still such a wonderful CD.
Thank you. Thank you.
A lot of the songs, if maybe not, maybe even all of them that you hear Rosa do this morning are available on The Gift, which is a terrific CD she
Thank
put
you.
Out. What would you like to do next?
Well, we are going to, what are we doing next?
Lullaby.
We're doing Lullaby. Sorry, there have been so many songs we were playing around with. We had Christmas services to do later today, and it just becomes one big combobulation of Christmas and angels. Anyway, this song we're doing, we've never done here on the Saturday Light Brigade, although it is on the CD. It's called The Christmas Lullaby. It was written by Amy Grant, and she's written a lot of great Christmas music. And so here we go, and Jay's going to sing a little backup at 1.2. That's right, Jay.
That's amazing. He just you should have seen the look on his face when he heard that.
He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, backup. I remember how to do that. Well, I'm glad you're tuned in today to the Saturday Light Brigade. And once again, you'll get a chance to hear Rosa Colucci, this time with Christmas Lullaby by Amy Grant.
Dark and lonely night, tell me what best would help to ease your mind. Someone to give direction for this unfamiliar road, or one who says, follow me and I will lead you home. Beautiful, how precious the Savior of all, to love so completely the loneliest soul. How gently, how tenderly he says to one and all, child, you can follow me and I will lead you home. Trust me and follow me and I will lead you to heaven.
Marisa Colucci at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a pretty song.
It's a very lovely song.
Thanks for doing it. Some folks don't know your story, where you're from, when you started to sing, the Rosa Colucci story. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up on the east end of Pittsburgh, and I guess I started singing as long as I can remember. Like most kids, annoying their parents, singing way too loud, except I was singing Barbara Streisand way too loud, much to my mother's dismay.
Do you remember what
Oh, yeah, the entire Christmas album. In fact, I was listening. It's come back now, her first Christmas album, which is, you know, an iconic Christmas album, and released, I think, in 67, maybe. And, yeah, I know the whole album, back and forth. It's a great piece of music. And
did you make up your own songs when you were growing up?
No, never.
Did you use a hairbrush as a microphone?
Probably did, yeah.
Jay used a hairbrush as a microphone.
Jay used a hairbrush. Yeah, so anyway, I've done a lot of singing around the city. I've sung with some really great musicians. Robert Wagner's here today from the Little Wretches and the Mercenes. He's made a lot of great music in this city, and did a lot of music with him, and I sang with Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and I've done a lot of church singing and worship leading, and you name it, I've probably been somewhere causing trouble.
Yeah, you know, I saw Robert out of the corner of my eye this morning. Hello, it's nice Robert's here. Robert had a very literate Facebook post the other day. I can't remember what it was, but I liked it, and I'll have to go back in memory and see.
I'm sure there'll be another one coming up. He's sitting there with a book of Rambo right now.
Yeah, it's getting hard to keep track of social networking versus real life.
Isn't it unbelievable? Like, I'm so exasperated by Facebook. They keep changing their settings, and I put all this stuff out there, and nobody responds to my posts. So I've decided I'm either really boring, or I just don't know what the heck I'm doing.
Well, or it's just all becoming too hard to keep... track of. Eventually the big magnet is going to come and erase all this stuff anyway, so and we'll get back to real life. Jay put a thumbs up, probably not for the big magnet theory.
No,
but
because
for the song.
This year I've had the great pleasure of just being really disorganized, much to everybody else's dismay. So they were still like 2 minutes ago saying, what is our next song?
Well, what is your next
song?
Yeah,
what is our next song? We're going to be doing Silent Night, and it's a little country-ish kind of version.
You do a great version of Silent Night, and it's funny, we had a request for Silent Night earlier this morning, and I really wanted to play yours, and I decided that would probably not be a good idea because you'd be doing it here later. And
thank you very much, although on that version, I am singing all the backup vocals myself, so you won't get to hear that today, you'll just have to pretend.
It'd be fun to watch you try. Rosa Colucci, here now with Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in the Savior is born.
Rosa Colucci with Silent Night at the Saturday Light Brigade. I want to say hello to Jay as he turned his back to tune just for a minute. But congratulations on your new CD.
Thank you.
What's it called? Where can people get it? And we have to have you on actually to play from it more soon. Jay's been here playing backup for a few folks lately, but we have to have you on in your own right.
Whenever you have time, I'll be over. Yes, it's called Greetings from the Wilderness. It's available at jhit.com. It's available on CD Baby. It's available at Amazon. It's an amazing thing.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's like the CD that was supposed to be out
12 years ago.
Yeah. a long time ago. But Steve was on with his brother Tom a few weeks ago.
That's right.
And Tom did a great job and really was liked by a lot of folks with his new CD out, which, don't tell me, it's Scribe and Jester. Is that right? Yeah, Scribe and Jester. And Steve, anything new musically for you at all, recording-wise? Or?
Not too much. I'm getting old and semi-retired.
Which means we're putting him to work for more things as we're cooking up our
actually
nuts.
I'm going to retire soon from my regular day job, and so I'm looking forward to playing more music.
Do you have a date, like an actual date?
The end of March.
The end of March, so you can begin counting down.
I have been counting.
Rosa, this has got to be a busy weekend for you.
Oh, my God, it's so crazy.
Let us lurk. What's happening
in
your life?
It's so funny. It's so funny because everybody's like, Rosa, la, 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 let's go do this. And I'm like, no, I can't be around people and I can't be sick. I have to sing all day on Saturday. So at 6 o'clock, I will be at Hillside Christian Community with Jay, and we're going to be singing Oh Holy Night for their Christmas Eve service, and then I run over to Mount Lebanon to Southminster Presbyterian to sing the Lessons and Carols service up in the big sanctuary, the historical landmark. There will be bell ringers on the sidewalk, and they ring those wonderful big bells in the bell tower. I don't know if you know.
That's right near the library.
Near the library, yeah. And they have an amazing, they actually had this like 25-year initiative to raise enough money to make these bells in Scotland and bring them over and install them. And it's a big deal. And if you're in Mount Lebanon tonight, just stop. You'll hear the bells. And then I'll be there. But really, the bells are superior to me in every way. So anyway.
Now.
No, the bells are incredible. They're like, wow.
Give yourself a little credit.
Well, thanks.
It's fun. I was downtown Tuesday night before our Penguins benefit, and I'm not sure which church it was, but I heard Hark the Herald Angels sing on bells while downtown, and it was a nice thing to hear.
Did you go to Market Square? Did you see the light show in Market Square?
No, I haven't yet.
It's pretty... first time you see it, it's kind of bizarre. They have this big, like, aluminum ball Christmas tree that's probably about 30 feet high, and it just goes on and on and on, and the lights are all strung over the building, so they're going in psychedelic motion with this Christmas tree, and there's Christmas music playing. And
does it have this really big wheel of color that spins around with a light behind it?
No, it almost feels that way when you're in it because it's a square and all the buildings are lit. So if you're in the center of it and you're watching it all, it's like, wow. If you had a little bit too much to drink at Primanti's, it could be disturbing. But if you have a lot of kids with you, it's a lot of fun.
Coming in this morning, the BNY Mellon Bank, the BNY Mellon building, language
sign
on top that changes colors. And they have it on red and green, and they had every other letter was red or green. And I don't know if it was my eyes at 4:30 this morning. Ricky says she saw it this way too. I guess the red was more prominent than the green. And
yeah.
It was really, we're thinking, what? What? By me, un, or what is it?
What does it say?
Or, we finally realized it was BNY Mellon, and it all made sense. But
I often think of you on Saturday mornings when I'm getting up, and I'm thinking, Larry's been up for like 2 or 3 hours on the radio already.
I hardly ever think about you at 4:30.
Well, you don't.
When I'm not wanting to get out of bed on Saturday morning, I'm like, Larry's on the radio. He's doing it. Get up.
Get up. Join me.
I am not a morning person, as most musicians are not.
I can give you wake-up calls. It's easy.
You know what? We'd have to start doing that.
We could have a wake-up service. If you're just joining us, it's 11:30. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. High today and tomorrow around 40 degrees, low overnight around 30. Sunny both today and Christmas Day. It's about 30 to 35 degrees, depending on where you are right now.
Give us the call letter rundown, Larry.
Oh, I can't.
Oh,
I could.
Awesome.
But I could, if you really wanted
yeah,
me to.
Yeah, it's a feat of, yeah, go for it.
88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast, 21 Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. We should get you to sing that. We'll have you come up with a nice verse. And we're destined to add one new station very soon.
Yay!
So that'll make it even longer.
Wow.
So maybe there'll finally be enough IAMs or whatever the.
So if we make it into a jingle, you'll just be able to play that jingle.
Absolutely.
Oh, we'll do it, Jay.
And I could take a short nap.
Every time.
Remember, Tom Lehrer had the song of the elements.
The elements, yes. There.
So we could take all your radio stations.
There's WRCT Pittsburgh. We could do that, and I'm sure it would be FCC compliant. Everything would work out.
That's right. I love it. We're going to do that for you.
You are about to sing something meaningful than a jingle.
Yeah, we're going to sing something a little more upbeat.
You do a great version of this. And actually, Ricky wanted me to play this earlier, and I refused because...
Wow.
I didn't refuse. I just had a feeling you maybe were going to sing it, and I wanted to not play it just in case.
Well, we are going to sing The River, written by Joni Mitchell. And we grooved it up a bit. And Ricky, I guess we're going to dedicate this to you.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money, I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. So naughty, made me weak in my knees. had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly.
Rosa Colucci at the Saturday Light Brigade. I love what you did with that song, and I always wonder how Joni would take to it. I think she'd like it.
I hope so.
A lot.
I'm not sure if I want to send it to her, because if she didn't like it, it would be quite crushing.
I suspect she would, that somebody would take the time to do that. And
well, I had that opportunity to give, Jennifer Knapp, who wrote Sing Mary Sing,
mm-hmm.
It's a big, long story, but she was a huge artist, and she just faded from the scene and went off the grid, literally, and lived in Australia and sold antiques for about 6 years. And she came back into the music scene, and I tripped upon her when I got a press release. Many people may or may not know that I work for the Post-Gazette in the features department as well. And so I got a chance to interview her. She's one of my musical inspirations. And I went to her show at Club Cafe, and I had the opportunity to give her this CD with Sing Mary Sing on it, and it was quite an honor to do that. And so, yeah.
That's great.
It was an amazing experience. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I got to do this. So.
There's exciting times at the Post-Gazette right now, too, speaking
yeah,
of Post-Gazette.
It's all about PostGazette.com and Post-Gazette Now and breaking news, and oh, my gosh, it's Web City.
And the Pittsburgh Press brand being brought out of the...
Isn't that amazing?
It sure is. And not to digress too much.
No, it's astounding.
But it's amazing. If you haven't caught this as of yet, the venerable Pittsburgh Press brand, the Pittsburgh Press, its logo and typography from the Scripps Howard days have been resuscitated or vitalized? What's the better?
Resuscitated. It was dead.
Yeah.
It was dead after the strike.
It's been brought back as an afternoon digital only edition, and you might see some advertising for it as you drive around today. And it's sort of everything old is new again. I guess I'm feeling nostalgic about that because I delivered that paper.
It's an amazing thing. Only in the internet could you do this and revive an entire newspaper, and the internet allows you to do that, and it's really been incredible. We are the only newspaper that actually increased in our circulation. I mean, it's an amazing thing, and you know, part of that is because we have a lot of online circulation, but our print circulation has gone up, and we have Pittsburgh expatriates. You know, they're everywhere. They're all over the world.
Absolutely.
So people do come on. To PostGazette.com, and we have millions of unique visitors a month. I find it incredible. I just can't believe it. And
yeah.
I write stories, and people email me from the strangest places. I got a call from Hawaii last year about a story I wrote. My stories went out on the wire, and people call me, and they want to talk to me about little feature stories I write. And I just love that. I think that it's an incredible thing that people want to reach out, and that the internet allows us to do that. So
yeah, I'm pretty much still filled with wonder just about every day about how so many connections are made these days, and how you can keep in touch with folks. It's amazing.
Well, speaking of keeping in touch with folks, I'd like to dedicate the title song from the CD, The Gift, that we're going to do right now, to my friend Deb McCarthy. She's an amazing lady, and she's got four incredible children, and she's really just a brilliant mother who left the workforce to put four brilliant kids into the world. And I think that's astounding. I don't have any children, but I think that anyone that raises children of that caliber and puts them out into the world deserves a medal. As you do too, J-Hit. Your daughter's getting up there and going to be going out into the world soon at 17. She's driving now, and she played flute on this CD as well. She's an amazing young woman. So anyway, we're going to dedicate The Gift. This is a song that I wrote, and Jay came along and put a great bridge on it and made it something that we could actually record. So this is called The Gift. See the child in the manger, laying in humility. Three wise men, they followed a star, bringing gifts to worship from afar, from afar. Precious ways, his ways. See the man teaching all the people, every long rejected heart listened when he said, love your enemies, do good to those who hurt you. He came to show us a better way, a better way to believe. The words of the prophets spoke of his time on earth, to know that the gift began with the giver, the one. He's nailed to a tree, a sacrifice for you and me. God's own son, the gift of life he was, born this lovely Christmas night. Born this lovely Christmas night he was. Born this lovely Christmas night. Hey, hey. It was a silent night, such a holy night. Three wise men, they came from afar on that silent night, holy night. Hey.
Rosa Colucci at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a beautiful song. How can folks get a hold of the CD? If is there a way online to get it?
They could just go to my website, rosalive, rosalive.com.
And we've linked to that from slbradio.org.
Yeah.
And you don't need to know how to spell Colucci when you do that.
No, because that's a really hard thing to do.
But Rosa Live
I think I
works.
Need to just be like Cher and go by Rosa. It's just a lot easier.
Do you know any other Rosas? I don't know that I do.
Not too many. Most of them are related to me.
I don't think I know. Is Rosa your full birth name? Or
it is. That's my grandmother's name.
So is your mother Rosa?
No,
well?
That was my grandmother's name. In the okay. Italian family, you're always named first after your grandparents. The parents honor their parents by naming their children.
Ah.
So okay. It's first. So since I was the first and only girl on my father's in my family, in my immediate family, I had to be named after my father's mother.
I see. I didn't know
if there was
tradition.
Another girl, she would have been named after my mother's mother.
And then if there were a grandchild, she could be potentially named Rosa.
Yeah, my nieces and nephews carry my parents' names as middle names.
Interesting.
Yes, history is amazing in it, isn't it?
It sure is. I forget if you have one or two more prepared.
We have...
There's time for either, and it's just that I'm losing count
busy morning. Me too. We do have... We have one more song. We kind of like merge these songs together. Right?
Oh. Oh, yes. Jay's noticing the... it's not very audible, but Jay's noticing the incredible dragging of children's museum tables that occurs right above our head every now and then. There's no gravity up there. Oh, no, actually, there's incredible gravity up there. They just can't be.
We're not actually in the studio here. I love the radio. You know, today I was like, oh, yeah, I don't have to, like, get dressed up because no one gets to see me. I just have to sound good.
It sounds like whales singing.
Yeah, it is like whales. We're actually in the large space just outside of our glass studio.
Because I like the acoustics, but with that acoustics come the dragging of tables, which is good. That means there are children in the building. Yay.
Well, it's good. It means that Jay can hear those frequencies, too, which is good. Jay was very finicky about those frequencies up there. But it's just...
So what are you doing for Christmas, Larry? Last year, I remember what you were doing. You were spending a quiet Christmas roasting beef or something. I remember this. I'm Italian. I always remember the food.
Roasting beef or something. That's so funny.
Wasn't it a roast? Did you have a roast?
You probably remember better than I do. But
Ricky,
I think,
what did you have? Was it
no, she can't remember either.
I remember
Ricky's
asking.
Ricky decided that for fun, we would do this the sort of seven fishes. And I really want to be respectful about this. I have been to a genuine, like, Italian feast of seven fishes and understand how it is to be done, but... Ricky, parody isn't really the right word, maybe, but...
It's perfectly fine.
But her idea of this is like little miniature tuna melts.
Nice.
Crab cakes, fried clams, I think lox.
Nice.
And we're there's a few others in there, I forget. I don't think fish sticks made the cut, but there's a variety of... fish-oriented things, and she realized yesterday she had eight, so I think the tuna melts might not make the cut.
Well, no, this is a great story because my family, my mother's side of the family, we have the Feast of Seven Fishes. My mother's maiden name is Muffy, and so we have now evolved into Muffy Nation because I have 36 first cousins, and my cousin extension for this Feast of Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve now reaches like over 100 when everybody comes. So, but our Feast of Seven Fishes has evolved to seven fishes, two turkeys, a ham, and a pizza at midnight. It just goes on and on and on. And I will not be attending because, of course, I will be singing. And by the time I'm done singing, everybody will be leaving to go to Catholic midnight mass. So, it's pretty funny what happens. There are a lot of gardeners in my family, so. They freeze food and they put it away and bring things out to serve. And it's my cousin is cooking now. Claudio, if you're listening, buona festa.
Well, the cats are very excited about the seven fishes.
I'm
thing.
Sure.
They've been staring.
Well, Larry and Ricky, you just have to remember that before you can start consuming the meal, you have to know the seven sacraments.
Ah, one per fish.
That's what the seven fishes stand.
Okay.
And I'm not even Catholic.
So it's not the deadly sins or the wonders of the world. I don't want to get sacrilegious here. Or the dwarfs.
That's right.
Okay.
We'll
have to be better.
We'll have a smelt. We'll call him Sneezy.
Not good.
No, it wouldn't be good. I'm allowed to make that joke. My parents literally came over on the boat. Okay,
perfect.
So we are like...
Did you grow up eating smelts?
Oh, my God, yes.
My parents loved smelts when I was growing up, and we used to go to Woolies all the time. And when I was growing up, Robert Woolies in the Strip District was this tiny little store
That's right.
that had sawdust all over
That's
the floor.
Right.
and smelled awful. And
I was going to say that I'm glad you did.
I remember really clearly knowing as a little boy, and this is an early childhood memory, that the basement was where the chickens suddenly made a really loud noise and then were eerily silent a moment later.
That's right.
And it was a tiny little store, but my parents would always bring smelts home. And I, as a five-year-old, did not cultivate much of a taste for smelts at that point.
Well, you know, Christmas Eve in my parents' home is always when I was growing up, I would wake up and unlike many other American traditions where everything gets loaded with color, Christmas Eve meant putting all the white tablecloths out and cooking the fish to honor that the Savior was coming into the world. And everything was very, you know, people came and ate fish and had a little bit of wine. And then Christmas Day was the celebration. And my mother tells me when she was a child that, you know, during the war, they'd save up. My grandfather would save up all year just to be able to have chestnuts for Christmas Eve. Because that's how people suffered during the war. So, you know, it's just a different time that we live in. And fish is good. Fish is always good. And it's always good to remember from whence you came. Jay, do you have a fish story?
I do not have a fish
story. You have a fish
story.
You have a fish song.
I was
listening
to you people talking like for 15 minutes about fish. I was
wanting fish flakes.
You had this perceptive look on your face all of a sudden. You were just... You were just bored, weren't you?
Jay has a song called Fish Flakes, so he also
has a good song.
Well,
we're going to do our last song here. It's we're going to do White Christmas, and we tweaked it a bit. Is that okay?
Without fish.
No fish? White
Christmas? Not White Fishmas, no. Nothing like that. No fish flakes, just snowflakes. And I want to thank... all of you, each of you, for being here on a busy morning today.
Thanks.
Go to rosalive.com or jhit.com or the 31 days till I'm retired, stevefisher.com. Actually, it's...
if anybody needs a really good bass player, you can just send me an email.
Days.
I'll send Steve your way.
37 days and counting as they go. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Once again, along with Steve Fisher and Jay Hitt, here's Rosa Colucci.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be.
Thanks, Marissa.
Merry Christmas, everyone.